listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Well, just welcome. Today, been doing a teaching on Back to the Future. It was an old movie. I don't know how many years ago. Yeah, many years ago. Some folks say they haven't even seen it. That's how long ago it was, but it makes a point. So I'm just going to review real briefly. Our past impacts our presence. Our past impacts our presence. So we are doing things now that we learned in our past, but we don't want to stay in the past because where is Christ? In the future. So we want to go where He is. So our past can. Now let's see what it can do. Yeah, I'm real excited about this because I want to talk about helplessness. Helplessness, where you just stay in the same place. You won't even try. You won't even push forward because our past can create learned helplessness. Learn means that I didn't start out that way. I wasn't made that way. Christ didn't make me that way. But I learned how to be helpless. And these are the conversations you'll have with yourself. Number one, you'll say, why even try? Well, when I tried to get out of debt before, what happened? Didn't work. I tried payday loans. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Nothing bad about payday loans if that's what you need. But the interest rates are so high. So, but why even try? Why even try to do it this way? Because Billy Bob did it that way and it failed, Porter. Sally Joe did it this way and it failed. My mom did it this way. My dad did it this way. My sister did it this way. My brother did it this way. So why even try? That's learned helplessness. You different than them. You have the anointing. God appoint inside your flesh doing only that which God can do. Another way we learn helplessness is it won't. How do you know if you never tried it? I never tried cooking in the kitchen. So how do I know it wouldn't work?
After I tried.
So I got it demoted to sous chef. But I tried it. Now I just make my own cereal. But I got to say I tried it. Amen. It took a little while for me to get kicked out. So I was working pretty good there for a little while. But I put the dishes up. What about that? There's always something you can do. Make a move. Don't just stay there helpless. And write this down. I'm going to say it first. Then you say how you want to write. Stop looking for help to come. You got the helper on the inside. He's called the Holy Spirit. I did this thing once in service. I was talking about how people are waiting on others to help. And I had a stack of chairs, and I asked five guys to bring a stack of chairs. Hold on. We're just going to do it right now. So I want this point because this learned helplessness has to be broken. Can I get guys bring me five chairs? Okay. So give me five chairs right here. Now y'all watch. So he's going to bring a chair, and you set it right there. All right. I need five chairs. He's going to bring a chair. He's going to set it right there. He's going to bring a chair and set it right there. This help coming. He's going to bring a chair and going to set it right there. He's going to bring a chair and set it right there. I got five chairs. How long did that take? About 2 minutes. All right. So this time, y'all don't move. Now y'all come and stand close, though. I need help moving these five chairs. So y'all going to be, come in a little close. Okay. Now, I need help moving these five chairs. But they decided they're mad at me. Thank you, Megan. They decided they don't want help. I said something in service. They didn't like. So they're not going to move the chair. Excuse me, God. I just wish that I had. Now, I'm not going to move a chair until I get help. But nobody's helping. So am I moving the chairs a little slower than they move the chair? But I tell you what, after a while, I start waiting on them to help. Because I'm not operating in learned helplessness. I'm operating in, if you don't help me, I'm going to get it done. Because see, I'm going to have to stand before God and give account of what I did. They're going to have to stand before God and give account of what they did. But that's between them and who? God. So I got the chairs moved. They watched me move them. Because they got in their flesh because of something I said. But I got the chairs moved. I got the job done. It took me longer, but it's done. But see, I ain't have to wait on help because I asked for it and it didn't come. So my question to you today is, in learned helplessness, how long are you going to wait for help to come? Because the helper is the Holy Spirit on the inside. You guys can sit down. Can you take the chairs with you? The helper is on the inside of us. Ask him. So Holy Spirit, how do I do this? How can I cause this to come to pass? Because remember, the song that was sung is, we are victorious, sitting with him. But the other component of that song says, so when I open up my mouth, what does it say, Jay? Every wall comes crumbling down. When I open up my mouth, the power is inside of your mouth. So when you open up your mouth, the walls start crashing down. So if the wall is up and you want it down, you got to speak something. You got to speak something. You got to say something. You got to say the answer, not the problem. Uh-oh. But you don't understand. Yeah, I understand. We've been operating in learned helplessness. He gave the key in our mouth. By your words, you shall be justified. And by your words, you shall be condemned. Goes on to say, what's another way of learned helplessness? It will just be like last time. We keep on talking about last time, but what about this time? What about this being the first time? For example, now the Zoom and everything is popular by virtue. You know, you can look at things. You can look at church. So this morning when it was snowing, it wasn't a sweat. Because it's like, well, if the people can't come, they can watch it online. You think God knew about that? But it will just be like the last time. Well, people are not going to show up because it's snowing. And we sent out a text telling people, if you don't feel comfortable, don't come out in it. But it's just like the last time. No, it's not. They're watching online now. So what else are we missing because we've learned to be helpless? And let me give you a clue. Mom and dad, brother and sister, might didn't make it. But you knew. You getting the word on the inside of you. So just because they did, it might be 12 people that didn't make it in your family, but one. Let that one be you. I was the first one to go to college. Wasn't for education, but eventually I figured this, that if the parents didn't know what it was supposed to be like, then I wouldn't have to report to them. And then I met that woman. See, I was the first. Let you be the first. You be the first to buy a house. Your marriage be the first one to succeed. I don't care whether this divorce is in your family line. You be the first. Don't learn helplessness. Learn the anointing. learn power, learn victory, learn to stand until you see the manifestation. Don't go by what they did. Don't look for them. Look for him. Jesus, where is your perspective on this? How do you see this thing? I go out, I had some appointments yesterday, counseling appointments, and I go to my truck, and when I walk to it, get ready to open up the door, oil is coming out of, and I look at it, and I was like, goodness, man, I got this client coming up from Virginia Beach for a 2-hour session. I got to get to church. And this is the first Saturday that my wife didn't have another appointment, because my wife had appointments starting at 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, doing these types of things. But this time she's there. Run up to the in the house, say, hey, sweetie, I need you to take me to church. I got some appointments. Now, you thinking. Anybody thinking when you see oil coming out of your car? You're thinking, okay, well, what's going? Let me see. How much is it going to cost? Let's see, where do I have to go? See, we're talking about learned helplessness. Or let's see, how do I get my car to the shop? And you're thinking these things, then you say, okay, I got to replace those thoughts because I got a client. I should be praying about the client. So now I have to replace my thoughts because if I don't, I'm going to learn helplessness. It's like, I'm going to have her session thinking about my truck. Is it fair to her?
No.
Is it fair to me?
No.
Is it fair to him?
No.
Because he said, think on these things. What's virtuous? What's life-giving? Now that's at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm meeting her at 9:30. But then around 11 o'clock, my wife is texting me, but I don't answer because I set my phone off when I'm in a session. So around 12 o'clock, I'm in the hospital with a family whose husband passed and whose father is no longer there. Now see, truck or deaf family. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You got to replace your thoughts. You got to see things for how they really are, not worse than they are. Now, it's different if your truck is having an issue and you don't have the money, but your truck is having an issue and you got the money. You know mechanics. So put it in its proper place, not over its place. So now when you in there and you in this room with this family that's grieving, the truck don't stand a chance. Because you got to put yourself in a different state. If you're a pastor, no, I'm going to rephrase that. If you're a Christian, you're called to step in and do what is necessary. And that means you put your stuff aside and you rise to the occasion because you are who he says you are. So I'm sitting there and I know that I have a word from God that's going to bring peace to that family. I don't rely on Paul. I rely on him. Because I didn't learn helplessness. I learned boldness. The reason I'm there, the reason I'm called on is because I'm going to bring victory to that situation. And turn to your neighbor, whoever, wherever you're at, you got to call a neighbor, call them. Say, I'm here
in this
situation
to bring victory.
To bring victory.
I
didn't bring defeat.
I didn't bring
sadness.
I brought victory.
Because that's the only thing that I have. Now, you might have to reevaluate yourself and bring things up, but you should be able to step in and calm everything down. Don't tell people they don't supposed to feel, but you do tell them. Let me give you a clue about grief. Grief is your way of going back to a situation and adding regret to it. Now, when people start to tell you, I wish I had did this, where are they living? I wish I had did that. If only I had did that. See, that's where grief comes. That's not of God. You acknowledge what's going on right now. You understand what I'm saying? Because you can't go back and fix that past. And that's what the enemy is hoping that you will do. You stay in the present. You have rejoicing. So it's okay to feel. You're supposed to feel because that person is no longer here. But don't replay that tape that says that's learned helplessness. Why is it helplessness? Because I can't change it. You acknowledge your emotions. Amen? So we're going to get out and learn helplessness, okay? Our past can create depression. It can cause depression. Now, it's different when it's a mental thing, meaning that it's a chemical imbalance. That's different. That's medication. But if we think on things that are not true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, and deserving of praise, we go on the depression line. And it's going to be a little at a time to get us to that place. is so gradual that you won't see it coming. All you'll know is that you're in it. And you won't know how you got there because it was inch by inch by inch over time. But see, learned helplessness will say, because my mom was depressed, I'm depressed. Because my dad was depressed, I'm depressed. You follow me? Well, heart disease is supposed to run in my family. But what if I'm under a new DNA called Jesus Christ? I thought he was my father. So when I step under him as my father, the DNA that says it's running my family is a lie. Now, I'm not going to live wild. Y'all understand what wild is, right? Wild is fried chicken every day. Because when I went to the Holy Spirit about it, Holy Spirit's a teacher. He's the guide. He'll take the things of God and show it to you. And I said, okay, so Holy Spirit, tell me this then. And I don't know how y'all talk to Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thou high, almighty one. He's on the inside of me. Can't we talk?
Yeah.
I say, okay, so if they say this thing runs in my family, how did it run? He said, you were taught how to eat by them. Fried chicken every day. Everything was done fried. We didn't know what bake what. I never saw my mom put anything in the oven other than the cake. Now, cake and cookies. They got to go in the oven. Cake and cookies. So what happens is, over time, I would pick up the same habits and bring that into my family. You follow me? So that's how it got in there. So now that we are organic, now that we are baked, then I don't do the same thing that got my people where they are. I eat differently. You follow me? So you got to look into that thing. Ask the Holy Spirit, how did divorce get in my family? But you be the one that breaks it. Did your family always gravitate towards a certain relationship? That's your divorce. So don't get the same relationship that they had. Don't learn helplessness. Learn power. Learn the anointing. If the Holy Spirit tell you Billy Bob or Sally Joe is not the one, because he told you whoever that runs in the family line, he told them, that's not the one. But you listen. You be the one. Because people looking at you. Nieces and nephews looking at you. Because I'm telling you, they watching to see. What are you going to do? Every time he come over, he bring a different woman. Am I lying on somebody? Am I lying on y'all there? So the little guy, he learns. He say, okay, well, then I'm supposed to have a different woman. Because every time somebody come around, it's outbreak in the congregation, guys. It's outbreak. Set the example. Hey, man, I don't know what's going on, people. I don't know what's going on. But I at least something. Be different. Be different. Be patient. Because the one is there for you. All right, let me get out of that. Okay? Our past can cause suicide. Because remember, if you go learn helplessness, why even try? It won't work. It will just be like the last time. So that's this conversation you have. And then suicide shows up. But see, understand something. Everything is gradual. It don't happen just like this. It's so slow that you don't even see it. So slow that you don't even see it. All right. So what word are you standing on to enter into your future? We talked about, and I'm going to hammer this thing home about, with every teaching I have, I'm going to ask you, what scripture are you standing on to overcome something? Because the word cannot return unto God void, but it must prosper in the things wherefore. Who sends it? You got to send it. You got to send it, because you got to open up your mouth so that it can go forth and cause those things to come to pass. So Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, because we're talking about the past. What word are you standing on to enter your future? Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 in the Amplified says, brothers and sisters, that's everybody included. You're either a brother or your sister. I do not consider that I have made it my own yet. Uh-oh, you believing for something and it hadn't come to pass? But what should you do? But one thing I do. Now, y'all get upset with me, like right around the holidays, New Year's, I say, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit. Why I say Holy Spirit? Because I don't trust you. I'm just being real. Can I be real as a pastor? Because see, you're going to pick something that's way up here. You're going to have 15 steps to it. You're going to get half step. But if you Holy Spirit, who is the, ask the Holy Spirit, who's the teacher, who's the guide, Holy Spirit, what things should I work on? And he tells you, then you have an argument with him. Y'all ever had an argument with the Holy Spirit because y'all didn't like? Top Gun, you ever had an argument with the Holy Spirit? And you go back and forth, Holy Spirit, why did you pick that? Well, Nicole's was better than mine. Well, that's because you're dealing with Nicole. But there's one thing I do. That's all he said. To get out of your past into your future, what did he say? Forgetting. He didn't say remembering. He said forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. He said that's all I'm asking you to do. To get out of your past and to go into your future, forget what lies behind. Everything about that. Now, people are going to argue with me. Well, you know, what if the past were good? Well, what if the future is better? Huh? What if? See, y'all put that down. What if? Use what if to my advantage. A lot of people use what if to my demise. Well, what if it don't work? Or what if it just didn't happen? Use what if to my advantage. When you think about what if it fails, replace it with what if it succeeds? What if I have what it takes this time? What if I step into it wholeheartedly and do what's necessary? So use what if to your advantage. He said, forgetting what lies behind. Let's forget about it. What do you need to forget about? Uh-oh, getting nosy now. I'm meddling. What is it you need to forget about? What if you need to lay down and let go of? Anybody want to share? Y'all want to keep it? I'm going to teach yourself. I got one. Might come in your way. What is it that you need to leave behind forgetting about it?
Life before COVID.
Life before COVID. Okay. All right.
Unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness. Okay. Anybody else? Got two on this side. Here it come right here. Who got a mic? Okay. What is it?
What if I had a mic?
What?
What if, like what you said earlier, what if help doesn't come?
What if help doesn't come? Okay.
Yeah. Mistakes I've made in the past.
Mistakes I've made in the past. Anybody else? I got one right here.
Sadness.
Forgetting sadness. Okay. Appreciate it. And when it comes up, shows up, don't entertain it. Replace it. Reaching forward to what lies ahead. So when sadness comes, he's supposed to do what? Speak joy. If you know help is not coming, then what are you supposed to do? Start moving. Hire somebody to help. I learned that this week. Stand in my lane. No, I was way over here. I supposed to be right here. Supposed to be right here. You know, right here. Say, study the word. Full of the word. Got to prepare the word. No. Well, I mess up when I get over to administrative. Y'all know what y'all not good at. Anybody know what you're not good at? But you're trying to help out because you're looking at other people. You say, but they got so much on the plate. But see, they love administrative like I love ministry. So, you know, you forget about time when you're ministering. When you're under your anointing, you forget about time. Well, when they over in the administrative, they forget about time. I see you. I'll get you in a second. And so here it is. I'm working on this thing. I've been working on it for 5 days. And I ain't lying. 5 days. Say 5 days.
5 days.
Yeah, hadn't gotten anywhere. But I'm working. My wife says, she said, honey, I'm administrative. Michelle is administrative. Why don't you give Michelle to do it? Just pay her. But you know, I don't want to be, I got to help Michelle out. All of a sudden, Michelle comes in and she shows off. Y'all ever hear somebody show off? You know, it's like they don't have to make it look so easy. You know, I'm sweating and everything. Got my window up so the air coming through because I'm just not breathing well. Michelle comes in and goes, she said, Pastor, I have this for you in like 15 minutes. 10 of the minutes were her driving home. So I get this long list of things and boom, it's done. So I click on it. And this shows up. Click on that. This shows up. I was like, goodness. So, you know, I'm just sharing something. When my wife shares something and I listen to my wife, I always thank her for what the outcome was. So I think I thanked her 5 times that week when I got out of this lane and got back into mine. So Michelle has another job. Okay, I had a question in the back.
Someone online said they need to let go of how they screwed up in college the first time they went.
Okay. All right. And they just got to forgive themselves. Go back. All right. So reach forward to what lies ahead. Everybody got it? But y'all still hadn't answered my question. What scripture are you standing on to forget the past? It goes on to say, I press on towards the goal. whatever goal you set, to win the heavenly prize of the upward call. Upward mean forward, of God in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is the upward call. He's the one who will help us. But we got to press towards the goal. What is the goal? The goal is to bring other believers to the other unsaved people to the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the goal? To live life in victory. What is the goal? To replace the thoughts that I'm thinking of the past and place them in the future. What is the goal? To speak life to situations that look like they did. What is the goal? We have power in our mouth, so use it. We have the anointing in our life, so use it. We can ask, and he tells us, so do what he tells us. So I won't be in the administrative lane no more, because I need to stay in the anointing lane. She said, yes, I will. But I'm going to ask real quick. I'm going to move over. Go ahead.
Someone else shared that they need to let go of holding a grudge.
Okay, let go of holding a grudge. So let's pray about unforgiveness. That seems like that's a thing. So y'all repeat after me, and then you take it to the next level. So you're going to forgive the person for how you allowed them to cause you to feel, okay? But you're not going to say surface stuff. Or say surface stuff. Because I was angry. That's not good enough. Why were you angry? Get into the core of it, because that's where Jesus brings healing. He always starts with the seed. He don't stay on the top. Okay, y'all ready? Anybody need instructions on that? You got it? So repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I need to forgive, and I choose to forgive. Help me to forgive. And then y'all call the person's name. Say hello if you're sitting beside them. Or if they're in the room where you're watching. Say hello. Say hello for causing me to feel. Now, you tell God how they cause you to feel. If it's angry, you say, because when they did this, this, and this, they told me they were coming. They never showed up. They never called back. I never saw them again. When they said that they needed to borrow money, I lend it to them, and they say they would pay me back, and they never did. And then I lend it to them again. When they said they would help me, and they begged back, never saw them again. They never helped. When they embarrassed me in front of other people when we were out. And just repeat after me. So, Father, I forfeit my right to seek revenge or to hold on to any anger, bitterness, or resentment. I thank you for healing my damaged emotion. I desire to see and love such and such, you say the name, the way you do, through the fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, temperance, meekness. Against such, there is no law. Thank you for healing my damaged emotion. In Jesus' name, amen. And while your eyes are still closed, just ask the Holy Spirit, is there anything you want to give me in place of what I just gave you? And just listen on the inside and see, because he never asks us to give anything away without giving us something in return. So if you wouldn't mind, just fill in the chat section as to what he gave you. Well, for those who are here, just raise your hand and a mic will come your way for what he gave you in place of what you just gave away. Because he didn't want us burdened down. He wants us to be in peace and rest. I got one person. I got two people that God gave him something. So what did he give you, brother?
Peace and joy.
He gave you peace and joy. And right here, Chris. Anything in the chat, Jay? Okay.
I saw a piece of candy.
Okay, you got it.
And
okay.
I asked him what it was, and he said sweetness.
Sweetness, okay. Can you receive it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Sweetness. So you hear something, sigh. He gave you sweetness. So while every head is still bound and every eye is still closed, let's go to salvation. And this is an opportunity for you to ask God to forgive you so that you can come into a relationship with him. So repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Your word says in Acts 2:21, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm calling on your name now. Come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Therefore, according to your word, I am now saved. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So it's just important to go to chosenrva.com, and there you can find information under salvation, teachings, three teachings about understanding what just took place in your life and how to walk in that anointing that you just received.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.